to another episode of Style and City Diaries.
Brought to you by your favourite and fabulous cousins, Finny Ray.
And Amber Lowe. Yes! Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
If you're new here, welcome to our podcast.
Welcome. And if you're a seasoned listener, welcome back. We love to see the consistency.
Yes, we've had actually quite a few new followers recently. Should we do like a young intro?
A bit of a debrief. All right, if you're listening from TikTok.
Hi, welcome.
Welcome.
I just quickly disclaimer?
Yeah.
So I'm a bit under the weather, guys. So this is why I sound nasally.
And
I apologize because this is the worst sound in the world.
That's her pet peeve. She's like, I hate people nasal. Who sound nasally.
I'm like, just fucking clear your nose. But it is what it is. Here we are. So,
between last episode and this episode, we kind of went a bit viral.
A little bit viral. Talking about our favorite topics.
Men and dating. So what we did was we chopped up a snippet from that episode with Mina, the founder of Mina Novskis. If you haven't listened to that episode, well, that's the episode we're talking about. And we were basically just talking about like men being men. It's hard out here dating. Men are just jarring. Like, are you going to book the date? Like every day, how are you trying to see me or not? Like, yeah. What's the tea? Amber was going in, but we were going in on the sidelines and it just wasn't received well by men. Surprise.
Do you know what it is? Even if it's not applying to men, men manage to make it like personal to them. Like they're just on the defense so badly. Like, just listen to what we're saying. And if it, what's happening?
Sorry, Thames concert has been rescheduled.
What? Why?
That ain't right.
What was that, this Friday?
This Saturday.
I
have no plans. All right, at least I'm free. Sorry, carry on.
Let's get black coffee tickets.
Okay, carry on.
Okay. And I feel like men, like, when they're on the defence, it's just so mad. Mm. Like, they don't take criticism very well.
No.
Understandably, maybe my view might have come across as a bit like hyped and harsh, but if they listen to it in the context,
you need the context.
Entire episode, it would make more sense. But that just kind of went a bit mad. But the thing is, all the ladies do agree.
Oh my god! Shout out to all the women in the comments going in on some of those men that were chatting absolute shite.
They were like, why don't you take us on dates? That's not what I'm saying. I will take you on a date. That's fine.
Mm.
But my point is, like, it would be nice if you just took some initiative and, like, was like, hey, by the way, like, I've booked this. Are you available on this date? Or, like, I'm looking to book this. When are you available?
Yeah, it's a lack of initiative and the lack of execution. Like, I think they go in with the intention of, yeah, I want to take her out. And that's where it starts and ends.
Yeah.
It'll be like, oh, like, yeah, it'll be great to, like, hang out. Oh, okay, cool. Like, when? Hello? Like, ask me when I'm free. Like, what? Am I supposed to, like, book it? I don't get it.
And what annoyed me in the comments, men were like, well, how am I meant to book something if I don't know when you're free? If I don't know what you like to do? Yada, yada,
ask
yada.
Ask the question.
Just ask the fucking question. Hey, when are you free? Okay.
Like, what do you like?
Do you want drinks? You know, are you food girls? Like, drinks? Like, an activity? Like, let me know your vibe. I'll find something to do and I'll book it.
Period. Poo.
It's not
that hard.
Mathematics.
But they make it seem like it's a mathematics. But for me, I just felt like there's a lot of content on TikTok. You're scrolling. How triggered do you have to be to leave, like, really rude comments? Like,
oh, yeah.
If the shoe doesn't fit,
keep it moving.
But the way you're commenting is giving, like, you're very triggered because that's you.
And also, what I did realise is when men have differing opinions to women or they don't agree with a woman's opinion, the first thing they do is attack their looks.
Mm.
And it's like,
it's terrible.
It's just like, well, if you don't agree with my opinion, that is okay.
Yeah. And articulate that.
But why does my looks have to come into it? It's the whole like, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't be feeling this passionate about it when you look like that. What has my looks got to do with anything? What I think about?
It's like, no, there's no correlation.
That's the thing. Like, men are so weak when it comes to, like, defending themselves or, like, trying to do a devil's advocate or anything.
It's kind of like what they do when it's like, they'll ask you for, well, it's a back in the day thing. I don't think it happens anymore because they've been like cussed a lot about it. But the whole like, they'll ask for the number and then the girl will be like, no, sir. And they'll be like, you're dead anyway.
And it's like,
is that, well, I'm not.
Not because you just asked for my number
because
2 seconds ago.
Because you actually kind of wanted to lips me. So I'm not dead, I don't think.
It's so mad. But yeah, but do you know what? We love it. I love the drama.
No, we do. We do. I think at first it was a bit like, oh my God, this is scary. And then it was
and
like,
it was like, oh,
run up the numbers.
Yeah, because the more people are commenting and chatting shit, the more views we're getting. Mm. And we're going to have the last laugh anyway. So we say all that to say, one, we've gone viral on TikTok. 2, you may have come here from TikTok. Welcome.
Welcome to the party.
You have just discovered your new favorite podcast, your new favorite cousins. We're about to be like Bezzy Mates for life.
Oh, for lifers.
For lifers. And yeah, like, let's fucking take it away.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm just a bit under the weather. Under the sun. Good. Under the sun, enjoying my AL. That's not AL, but you know. Enjoying my annual leave.
Oh, your unemployment.
My unemployment week.
Your unemployment week. What's actually been happening? I feel like a lot has been happening.
Let's have a look.
You know what I want to talk about? Sorry.
Yeah.
It's kind of a segue onto the men thing. Men are just always in women's business.
Oh, always. They stay in women's business.
Like, no, because I just feel like anything that happens and it's about women, you have like 10 men that are commenting. Like, what's it got to do with you?
Yeah.
And I say all that to say.
Oh, wait. Can I just quickly say another thing? Sorry, just quick going back to our TikTok. So our TikTok went viral on TikTok.
Oh, God,
And then a blog page posted us on Instagram.
Mm.
It went viral there. I think it got like 13,000 views on there. And then another blog page, which is like a deadbeat one, went and posted us. And all of these blog pages are run by men.
No, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, what? And then, do you know what's so jokes? One of the blog pages encouraged us to be attacked verbally. And then slid in our DMs like, you know, love what you girls are doing. Like,
I want to read it. How can you, put our content on your page, basically trying to incite, like, violence in a sense and, like, negative comments because it's all, like, sensational.
Yeah.
And he goes, I reposted your pod just so people can see and hopefully watch it and follow you. If you ever have any controversial convo, send me clips and I'll always repost. Love you guys' energy. I ain't got a mad following, but every little helps. Go away.
Like, actually fuck
go
off.
Go away. And he kept adding this other, some guy
other podcast.
And, get them on there. Get them on there. And one of the guys was like, yeah, I got smoke for them. Have you lost the plot?
Why are you fighting? What? If you're ready to fight.
Bro.
I'm ready to. I'm coming for you. We're coming. One, we're ready. Get me in my black Air Forces now. 2, if you have anything controversial. There is nothing controversial about what we said. We are speaking the truth.
we're speaking the truth. No, that's so true. I didn't even see it because it's not controversial.
We are speaking the truth from the
No, facts, Fendi facts.
What is that saying? The truth from something's mouth.
I don't know.
Horse's mouth.
Oh, God.
So it's coming from like we don't speak about controversial things. We speak things from experience. We'll never talk on something that we've not really experienced.
Exactly. You know what? That is a major key. They're making it seem like, because what some of them were like, yeah, like, but who's taking you lot on dates anyway?
Bear man, Bear man. This is like,
open the phone, open the messages.
If I speak, I get man.
Don't test us, because now.
It's like, you don't know me. Like, I'm pinging these fucking streets.
No, sorry. You don't, like, we have guys, like, actually losing their minds, like,
but do you know why? It's because, as well, all these, like, male podcasters that talk about culture and popular culture, it's because they come up with dumb scenarios that they've not been in, and then they start discussing it and having, you know, conversation and debates. So they're thinking we're probably just like, oh, you know, making the... No, this is stuff that's happened to us and we're speaking off of experience. Like, we are real, okay? We are motherfucking real, right? No filter.
That's the thing. We don't have filter. We say what we say.
We speak from the heart and we speak from experience.
We are the voice of women that don't want to get untacked online.
Yes.
Because we're saying what everyone's thinking.
Because bad girls around the world are saying the same thing.
Everyone's thinking
it. It's a global
thing. No one wants to say it. And I think more of us should actually just come up and just talk that talk. Like, let's say, for example, like Zizi Mills. I personally think she says a lot of things that are very, like, bizarre. But on the off chance she says things that I agree with, she still gets attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because people are just scared of that raw, honest truth. The facts and the things that we don't want to, like, face and stuff.
Mm.
I like that.
I'll
be liking it.
Yeah, man, it's mad. Sorry, I just want to say that we're not controversial. We just speak from the heart. I think I'm insane.
Just a bit. Mate, you're worse than me when I had my cough. Like. Don't laugh.
We
can't
laugh no more. This we can't.
Why are you looking at me? I'm not laughing. Sorry. Don't panic. You are going to lose your job. I'm going to turn your mic off in a minute.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry, literally.
Sorry, I'm wheezing.
Right. So I completely cut your point of what you were saying. But men, you was talking about men staying in women's business.
Mate, yeah, no. It was just about, if you guys don't know, Da Baby is crazy. Da Baby, the rapper. I mean, I feel like it's kind of common knowledge right now that he's very much tapped.
Yeah, he ain't right.
So he's like beefing his latest baby mum. No, I'm not going to. I don't like the term baby mum. He's beefing the mother of his latest child, Dani Leigh. I think that's how you say it. Who's a singer, dancer. I think she should have just focused on the music. But hey ho, we're here now. And she was beefing her online, on live, and being rude and being very disrespectful and essentially kicking her out of his place and telling her she's nothing but an official side chick and all of this nonsense, right? Cool, that's going on. Pretty traumatic, to be honest. As a woman, to watch that, it's not okay, especially when your child is 3 months old. And I also think that even if you have an opinion on this kind of situation, let the dust settle a little bit because these are real people and it's real emotions, right? But you have a men like Sideman opening up his notes app and just writing. Who called you?
Yeah, no one asked.
No, like I promise you, nobody is waiting to say, I wonder what Sideman thinks.
Mm.
At a time like this, where is Sideman? We wanna know what Sideman thinks. No. And then you're already in women's business, right? You're basically shading the woman and saying, women shouldn't be going for rappers and expect an outcome. You're cussing her. She's low. She's at the lowest. You're cussing her. Cool. You wake up. Not sure whether you brushed. Not sure whether you washed. You're in the dressing gown. 9 o'clock something. Posting. Yappa, 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 yappa.
Do you know, he actually sounds like yappa, yappa. But no. Like, why does his mouth move like that when he talks?
Mate,
I don't understand the way he speaks.
He posted part one video, part two. So all in all, it's about 5 minutes. 5 minutes you should have spent brushing the teeth. Talking, saying all this stuff. And a part of what he's saying, I'm not going to sit here and say he's chatting absolute shit. Because I think some of the things he was saying is saying that, like, we shouldn't. Similar to what we were just saying in terms of, like, say the truth. We shouldn't sugarcoat things. We shouldn't make people feel like they're bad decisions or not bad decisions because we don't want to speak out and tell the truth. Yes.
Yeah.
Should she have been with DaBaby? Probably not. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, and we can accept that, but it's not for you to say,
yeah. Especially there and then. I do agree with, like, I'm like, some of these girls, I'm like, come on, like, if a rapper's got, like, 5, 6 baby mums, like, why would you go and have a child with them? Like, sorry, Summer Walker.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, use your brain. Yeah. And I do understand the whole, like, constantly bringing children into this world that haven't been made through love or don't come from love. I don't think that's fair either.
Yeah.
But that's their business. That's what they want to do. And it's done. So there's no point here opening your mouth, I guess, if you're trying to warn other. I don't know. It's just weird. Maybe it should come from a woman.
He's just
not
always,
from a man.
He's always in women's business.
But men stay in women's business. All men love it. I don't get it. We need to get a man on here and ask, what is so interesting about women's business that you must be in it.
No, they need to bring back war.
They need to bring back bullying.
One of the two. I'll take either war or bullying.
No, actually the war. Send them away. Like... Do you know what? Send them away, because that thing that I just showed you, we're two in each other's space. We need some space apart. Men and women. Yeah. Need some time apart. So us women can get a bit softer and actually like men again. And men can just fucking knock their heads together and just come back like a normal person.
The landscape is really scary.
It's mad. We don't like each other. This is the war. Between men and women, that is the war.
That is the war. Who's winning?
We are.
Women.
Of course we are. We stay winning. We're smart. Men are dumb.
And so predictable.
They're so predictable. We were talking about the game last week. We play the game. We are 10 steps ahead of you when you think we're 5 steps behind
you.
No. We make you think that.
Because you stupid.
You stupid ass.
Not a stupid ass.
But yeah.
Oh, God. All right. What was that thing you sent me about Travis Scott?
Oh, yeah. So Nike was releasing trainers with Travis Scott, and they've... They're not releasing it anymore due to Astroworld. I don't know. They may have. Let me just check if they're postponing the launch out of respect. I think they should just not. I don't think they should do the launch. He needs to go to jail. He needs to go to jail, and then he needs to think about his actions. One, two, two. Apparently, this like mental health team that he's working with. Actually makes him money, and they sell data to Facebook.
Okay, we need to give context. I'm sure everybody knows, yeah. But Travis Scott had this Astroworld festival, which got out of hand. People jumped the gates, gate crashed. It was over capacity. There was mosh pitting. It was too hot.
And dehydration.
So far, I think the death count is 10 people.
Yeah, a boy, 9 years old. Yeah, he was number 10. The other day.
10 people have died, but hundreds were injured. So the boy, that 9-year-old, God rest his soul,
he was injured.
That just passed, he was actually on life support since the thing had happened. So God only knows how many other people are in critical condition. So yeah, that happened and we saw all the videos. And I saw a tweet that actually said they have evidence to suggest that he knew, he was told to stop and he carried on.
I believe that he was told to stop and he carried on.
I do.
And, it does... 10 people died at a concert. I don't think people are deeping how mad that is. And someone made a comparison to...
Something happened in, like, was it the 60s? Or Wildstock.
Yeah.
Something. I don't know what it's called. I don't know if that's what it's called.
It's something like that, where like Jimi Hendrix and everyone played. Yeah. Oh, I've forgotten. It's a really famous festival. Anyways, the point is, it was like 10 times the size of that. And people were on drugs back in the day. Like, they were taking everything. And I think like maybe 3 people or like 2 people maybe passed away, which that is mad too. Yeah. But like, it's just...
The correlation
is mental. 10 people.
It's just really disturbing. And then there was a video of like earlier in the night where somebody tried to grab his sneaker, and then he's like, get him, and the kid was 10. He was telling everyone to like beat the kid up, like get him, yeah, but get him, beat him up, beat his ass.
What the
you
hell?
Not see that video?
No.
Yeah, like he went into the crowd and they were like grabbing him or whatever, and I think like, I don't know if he tried to steal his shoe, maybe just held on it too tight. He was like, who the F was that, you get him. I'm not even laughing because it's ridiculous. They were beating up the kid. I'm thinking, whoa, like
they encourages rage.
It, yeah. And it's like, oh, now rage. It's daylight. It wasn't even like it's late. I'm like, this is like the beginning of the show. Bloody hell,
that was the beginning of the end.
I mean, I don't really listen to Travis Scott like that. Are his songs that like aggressive?
This is what I want to know.
Everyone is like, fun is that fucking our change.
See like any rain.
Like, is that what they're moshing to? Or are they more like moshy music?
Like, But he's always been really like that. Like, someone posted an old video of him, and there's a cameraman from like the festival he's at on stage.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
And he's like, fuck out of here, man. Do you know who the fuck I am? Like, move. Like, I don't fucking care if you're from wherever. Like, fuck off.
He's literally trying to do his job.
And it's like, Travis, shut up, bro.
Like, who do you actually think you are? And you know what? All of this has me looking at Kylie Jenner sideways.
Because what is
he is not a nice person.
At all.
Like, he's not a nice person. So what, like,
sorry.
It's all right.
I know that song, Highest in the Room. That's the one that we were just singing. When myself, I cannot change. No, I am the highest in the room. Doom,
doom. I remember we heard that for the first time together. That's not moshy.
That's not moshy.
We need to go. I don't want to give him no streams.
I don't want
to
give him streams either.
Say what you were saying. Sorry, the mental health thing.
Oh, yeah. So now, basically, so he's come and then everyone saw his stupid little apology video, which he should have just not done because that was very sincere. And he's saying he's going to pay for everyone's funeral costs. And he's teamed up with this mental health company to provide anyone with free consulting or counselling or whatever that might need it.
But it was only like for like a month or something that, yeah.
But that mental health place sells data to Facebook. So they're making money and then somehow Travis makes money off of that money because obviously he's bringing people to them. They're sending their data to Facebook. Like, it's fucked. Everyone's like, do not... Whatever you do, do you not like sign up to this counselling?
I'm so scared. I was listening to radio and they were saying that if, I guess some people are probably looking for like their money back from the concert, but if you, as part of like the small print in the tickets, if you get a refund, you waive your rights to sue.
Fuck.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He does need to get sued. I'm sorry, but this man needs to be arrested. He's got blood on his hands.
Yeah.
This is, what is it, manslaughter.
You know what? I see two sides. And not... I see two sides just from the human... human?
Human.
Hugh that man.
Human. Don't make me laugh, please.
Sorry. From the human perspective, in the sense that... Yes, he's inciting violence. Yes, he comes across like a terrible person. Yes, he might have probably known shit was going down and carried on. But also, he must be traumatized knowing that people actually died at his event and it's potentially because of him, in a sense. Because I know apparently he's not left his house since it's happened or something along them lines.
I wouldn't either. But then all the other artists as well have been getting involved. Like, Drake was there.
Mm. I know that, I don't know, was it Roddy Ricch that gave up his paycheck or something?
Oh, that's cool.
I think to the family, I don't know.
That's cool. But, Champagne Papi, a.k.a. Drake, wrote a post on Insta saying, I spent the last few days trying to wrap my mind around the devastating tragedy. He hates resorting to this platform to express emotions delicate as grief, but this is where he finds himself and his heart is broken for the families and he'll be off any service. I mean...
Wait, what? What's he talking about?
He'll be like, if anyone needs... like, oh, what
he said, if anyone needs me, holla.
I'll continue to pray for all of them and will be of service in any way I can.
Who's that? Drake?
Drake. Drake!
So, what do you mean in any way you can? What does that even mean?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? What if the family's like, yeah, I want to grieve in Dubai. Can you buy? Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, sometimes they just say that, make these throwaway comments, like, I'll be service any way that I can. Drake, you're Drake.
How are we going to get in contact like, with you?
You are Drake. What am should I DM you? Like, what are you even saying? what are you actually saying? Does it make sense?
It's such a crazy... But you know what? I feel like we've become so numb to the devastating tragedies that, like, we're like, okay, 10 people died at a concert, so, yeah, like, men are trash. Bad because, obviously, like, this is...
No, it's the fact
like,
that I'm laughing. Like, and I'm not even laughing at it, but it's like, we should be talking about this and the whole
episode should be really solemn. And, yeah, but I feel like we've become so... detached from tragedies and loss of life, like, and like the emotion of that, like through everything that's happened these past few years, that we're just like, oh, there's
we
another
one.
We
see death so way too often for it to be normal.
Yeah. All I think that's why, because it's like, there are people dying all the time.
And it's like graphic videos. Like, you see videos of people getting shot, people getting stabbed.
And it's just
people getting,
normal like, now. It's like, okay, yeah, like, that's pretty cool, pretty swag. Like, so what's next on telly? It's mental. And I'm not saying that I'm like that as well. Like, I'm just come to the realisation of how, like, I'm just like, oh, that's peak. Like, what? 10 people died at a fucking concert. Like, why is there not, like, world, like, outrage, whatever. Why is that not happening?
That is actually so true. It's almost like no one cares. They care.
They care, but like, I think we're so wrapped up in our own worlds. It's mental. It's absolutely mental. But all my prayers go out to all the families affected and all the young kids that are going to be traumatised for life.
Yeah.
Of like seeing people dead. Their limp bodies on the floor. That is so scary.
Yeah, that is very scary.
Yeah. That was a heavy... I'm about to do what I just said we should do, but like, it's time to move on.
We're not... No, we're actually laughing at how the awkwardness, not at anything that's been said. It's not funny at all. We are very awkward. If you're new here, sorry, we are very awkward laughers.
Yeah, like when it comes to like serious topics, we like, you know, when you get like nervous laugh, that's us.
No, yeah.
Like we nervous laugh a lot.
Nervous laugh.
And like bad situations.
What's the time when we were on a walk and I get, I'm so annoying. I have like news alerts. So I'll be talking. I'll be like, oh my God, breaking news. I love it. So somebody, a celebrity, passed away, right? It's not funny. It's like, oh my God, like so-and-so is passed. And she just started laughing. So I started laughing. I was like, wait, what's happening?
Like,
it's not even fun. It's like, not it's funny. Not funny.
I just didn't know how to react. Like, it was so sad. And I was like, fucking hell, like, proper had a fit. I was like, I can't stop laughing. Like, what is wrong with me? My friend has had a panic attack, like a full-on nervous breakdown in front of me. And I could not stop laughing. I had to take myself to the bathroom and I still couldn't stop laughing. And it's not funny. Like, they were going through, like, the most hardest time. And all I could do was laugh.
Do you think it's, like, a form of trauma?
It must
because it's a you problem, and it's not just you because I do it as well.
It's like weird coping. Like I just laugh, like when I'm getting told off.
God, you do.
I just laugh, and that really pisses my mum off. So fucking that stupid laugh, and I'm like, okay. I don't know why I do that. It's so weird. Like if something bad happens to me as well. Like let's say I get like turned. Also, why can't I fucking see today? Let's say like I get stood up, like I'll just laugh. I'll be like, I can't believe it. Like I just laugh at everything.
I'm not as bad as you in terms of nervous. No, I don't. I get awkward.
Yeah.
So I would just like look away. Like this is really weird. I'm gonna go now.
Yeah. I literally feel on like, and it's like a fit though. Like in my head, I'm like, stop laughing. But that makes me laugh even more. The fact that I cannot stop laughing. And then that's it.
I laugh when I'm lying.
I'm quite good at
lying.
No,
I think you're good at lying. I'm really bad. I'm really bad. And then the person would look in your eyes and I'm like, what? It's not funny. And I'm laughing. Like, it's actually the truth.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know if that's a good thing, but I can lie really well.
Yeah, you can.
I can just like be like, oh my God. Like,
no, it was me. All right, POV. We went out on Sunday. Bloody missions.
Oh, shit. What was it?
And, right, so it's one of them nights. You got due diligence to do. So you got to make
Sunday night.
Sunday. Yep, you got to make sure hair, makeup, everything is on fleek because you got some hearts to break. due diligence has to be done.
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't know whether the person's going to be there, but best foot forward, always.
Yeah.
Go in, I spot the guy. Amber knows the guy by terminology name.
But not by looks.
Not by looks. So I'm like, yeah, I whisper in her ear. I said, don't react. He's here. He's right behind me in this. And I described her. When I took my head back from the whisper, this girl did not react. And I was like, did you hear me?
She's like, yeah. Like, yeah. You told me not to react.
I was like, bitch, you did your job. Like, I thought she would at least be like a bit like.
I just did a young.
No, I thought, I knew like, don't react like crazy. But I thought there'll be like an art, like a something in that. I looked at her, I was like, blood clot. Shall I tell you again? Because I don't feel like you really understood what I just said.
Hang on, like, I actually wanted a bit of something. Like, the man is here.
No, literally. He's here.
No, because when he told me, I was like, And I started dancing. I did a little, a young neck turn. But you told me not to react, so I didn't react.
I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud.
It was a very hot, as in like, you know, wow, like.
Listen, it was
hot. So any reaction would have been caught by anyone. So we couldn't.
The surveillance
give that.
Was yes. Surveilling.
There were hella people there. Listen, there were hella people. Wow. It's.
And if you want to find out more, you need to subscribe to Patreon because
we will be spilling the tea there. Because
oh my god, I've almost forgot about that night.
Mad.
Not. I didn't forget, but you know, I forgot in terms of like talking about it. Yeah. Anyway, you're a good liar. To summarize.
All
right. What has actually been happening though? Like in the fashions.
Nothing really. Usually, like, things really do come out and I'm like, oh my god, that's mad. I mean, the fast fashion brands have been good recently, I suppose.
Good in what sense?
Because they have nothing. What's the word? No controversy has come from them recently.
Oh no, I actually saw something. You know what? I see a lot of things, but I just CBA because it's like, how many times am I going to cost PLT? Like, do you know what? Ooh. I mean?
Telfer Clemens of Telfer won the American Accessories Design of the Year Award. Shout out Telfer.
That is very stunning. Oh my god, how could I forget this? The tweet is, it's been deleted now. The so if you listen to the episode with Black Girls Living, Jazz sent in. Oh shit, it's here. Right, so Jazz sent. It's not sent in.
What is wrong with us today? Why can't we talk?
You know, I can't read and talk at the same time, so I'm trying to read this. So Jazz's item of the week was this really nice bag from a black-owned New York-based brand called Brandon Blackwood, right? So obviously I have to update the website, I have to go on and have a look. And as I was looking, I was like, they've got some nice bags. And then they're quite reasonably priced. It's like not too expensive. You can get something, once you convert it into pounds, maybe like 100, like 200.
Okay, cool.
So not too bad, right? So I'm looking, I'm like, rah, rah, rah. And it's kind of giving like Telfer vibes in terms of like the drops and it sells out. So there's this bag that they've been advertising and, oh, it's coming. It's like this. It's like fur, like fuzzy fur.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yes, I see. Like,
What's the bag called? I need to find
it. Oh, my God.
Bag.
Wait, did you send that to me? I see that.
So basically, in the pictures, it just looks very like soft kind of, I assume it's faux fur. I don't think it's like real fur. Like kind of soft.
Yeah, like I'm trying to like fluffy, like.
Fluffy like.
Like a golden retriever, you know, that kind of furry fur. What?
You're doing too much. So anyway.
Imagine a fur collar.
And it's smooth. It's not like bobbly.
Yeah, it's smooth.
Right. This bag comes and it's like matted, like
sheepskin. Yeah.
Yeah, it's more like sheepskin where it's actually supposed to be like smooth fur-ish.
Yeah.
The girls are not having it.
The girls
are not having it. So how can someone quote tweeted the video of it and was like, you need to flat iron it?
I hate the internet so much. No, it was mad. But then tell them more of the controversy.
What?
That after she tweeted that, they went and updated the picture so it looked like...
Oh, no, they didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't see that part.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Yeah. So the girl was like, what the hell? This is what I ordered. This is what came, blah, blah, blah. And then someone was like, oh, sorry, like the wrong image was used. This is what it's like. And they went to the website and they updated the image.
Oh, stop. That's so bad.
Yeah.
She was like, how does the bag look like I've had it for 6 years already?
It was mental.
Someone
there's
said,
nothing.
You might have to hot comb it.
There's nothing wrong with the sheepskin bag, but it's because it's not what she expected. And it does look very like hard. Like, it doesn't look very luxury.
Luxury, yeah. It looks quite
like,
cheap.
You
yeah.
could get that in luxury, like with a whole Telfeezy UGG collaboration. It's like sheepskin. It's that kind of bobbly material, but it still looks luxury.
I'd be pissed.
Pissed, mate. And then they went and updated the website. So now she can't even go back and be like, this is what I ordered. This is what, because they're going to be like, yeah, but this is what's on the website.
That is so funny. I didn't see that follow up. That's hilarious.
Mental, innit?
It's not easy.
What else has happened? Oh, our babe, Zendaya, she accepted the Fashion Icon Award at the CFDA. So what does the CFDA stand for again?
I said again like she knows.
And that's, my again was aimed at you. Look at how fit she is. My belly could never.
Well, we're talking about this. We're trying to get abs, guys.
Guys, we're trying to get abs because obviously if you don't know, now you know, we're DJs. So like, what DJ do you know that's fat? What DJ do you know has rolls?
Yeah, like you need what to DJ, be able to do the crop.
What DJ has, what do we
bingo
have?
Wings.
Bingo wings.
I found out I had bingo wings the other day because I was recording a video and I did like, you know, when you're singing and you're pointing your hand and my wiggle wiggle, I was like, wait, what?
This is how my belly will be like changing the BPM on accident because it's just hanging over the decks, bro.
We're on a mission to get abs, so
have you been listening you guys will know we've been on this mission since January
2020.
No weight loss, zero.
No cap.
Weight
no,
gain
no cap.
A lot.
Yeah, the weight gain has been crazy.
I don't know, do you guys remember Prinny said that she got a gym membership a few months ago?
Wait, now how did get into it.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to do a gym. Try and make me feel all bad.
So what are you trying to say? Sorry. All right, finish. What are you saying? Sorry.
Yeah, so like, how's it going?
Sorry, what? Sorry. no habla. Inglesia. Inglesia.
I'm joking, mate. I was just on the same. I was thinking of getting one too, just so I know it's there. So that on the odd off chance, I do want to go. I can go.
Do you know what it is? The reason why I haven't gone is because I've never been to the gym before, this particular gym.
Oh, that one.
So it's very much giving, I need to...
Go with someone.
I need to go and do my due diligence, like go and like actually go there for the first time. So I know, okay, this is how long it takes. This is my route. This is my vibe. I just haven't mustered up the energy
to do that.
To do that. And it's come, I'm just a bad person. Yeah. Every day, tomorrow, you're going to wake up early. And I wake up and
maybe,
I go back to bed.
Maybe you should try, because I do that. I'm like, let's do it in the morning to get it out the way. But maybe you just actually have to go in the evening when you're already up and running and doing things.
And I can't remember. I don't want to watch my programs.
Yeah.
Have a bubble bath.
Do you know what it is? It's not even the working out that's hard. It's generally
it's just getting there. I have no problem working out.
No.
I just can't get myself to the location.
Yeah. And I always say, like, when I have a car, like, I'll just drive there. That makes no fucking difference.
No.
Because you'll still find an excuse. Oh, petrol.
But I need abs because I need to, you know, wear my crops.
It's like, at least let me fix my eating habits then. It's like, okay, you're not going to work out. Lose weight through food then. But I can't do that.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Guys, me and Prinny, did we talk about this last week? We was up till 4 a.m. eating chicken. Cajun chicken strips.
No! Why was that light so funny?
That light was so iconic.
So we went to this launch event. It's like pretty cool, pretty swag. Gan and DM.
Yeah, do, like, Gan collaboration. And DM.
So we went, as in Shoreditch. Cool, event finishes at 12. Obviously, we're cool, so we don't stay till the end.
We leave early because we're not clean up crew.
We're not cleaning up. So we left, and it was like, well, the party started now. I've had some drinks.
Yeah, kinda,
like 11-ish o'clock to us is very early.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The night's just
on a Thursday. Where's the party at?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, let's go get food. Obviously, everywhere's closed. I was like, oh, Polo Bar. She's like, what's Polo Bar? I was like, you never fucking heard of Polo Bar. Come on, let's walk down to Liverpool Street.
So that we go down. That was a fun walk.
No, it's kind of cute.
Kind of cute.
So for anyone who doesn't know, Polo Bar's like open 24/7. So if you're ever hungry and you're in and around Shoreditch, go get a bite.
Yeah.
So we went there and we ordered another drink. Well, that was my idea.
Like, can I just have water? And Prinny looked at me like, why the hell would you order water? Just get rum. And I was like, what? I don't want to drink. Anyway, so we get this rum and it's like, the biggest fucking glass.
So strong.
And it was so strong. It was like £6. And it was destroyed. I felt like it was a triple rum and coke.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was so strong. There was so much of it as well.
That was so funny. And then we ordered Cajun chicken.
Cajun chicken with fries.
And mac and cheese to share.
And then a portion of mac and, not a side, a big portion of mac and cheese to share.
Oh, yeah, we did get a big portion, didn't we?
Anyway, so we're eating. We're like, fucking hell, we're full.
Yeah, we're like, well, this Cajun is Cajuning.
Yeah, it was very, very, like, flavoursome, all the spices.
Yeah, it was quite nice.
And we're like to the guy, can we get this in a doggy bag? And then we continue sitting there, blah, blah.
Chatting.
Next minute, our plates were finished. Because we ate the fucking food. Because we're fat. Guys, this meal...
POV, like the portion, yeah.
Was huge. There was like six thick strips of chicken.
And chips.
And chips. And mac and cheese.
No, it was when we were like, we're going to take it away. And it was like, one bite. Another bite. I'm kind of eating this again.
Mate, it ain't right. Like, we just cannot stop eating food.
Yeah, it's really bad.
One has to give. You exercise and you eat. Or you don't eat and you don't exercise.
We're going to get there, guys. Join our support group.
Yeah.
I don't know what comes with the support group package, but join us.
When we was doing Chloe Ting, we were actually doing it at least like 3 days in a row. Like, let's cut ourselves some slack, because when we was like, right, we're doing Chloe Ting, we actually did it.
No, but the problem is we're just on different schedules mentally. Like, we've never both mentally been in the right headspace to do it. And that's why we don't follow through, because it's like, we'll start and you'll be really on it. And I'm like, oh, I'm not, but I'm going to kind of do it. Then I'll slack. Then I'll pretend I'm doing it. I'm not doing it. Or the other way around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, well, if she's not doing it, I'm not doing it. So then we're just done.
And you know what is the one day break in between?
Oh, God. Me off.
I should just do it.
Do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Low key, you should actually just go back and do like the day before again and not have a rest. Or at least do like one out of three videos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just so you're doing something.
Fendi factuals.
But I don't think I can work out in my flat because it's like, bloody hell, if I walk too loud, they're going to hear me downstairs. So I can't.
That's how I feel in mine as well.
Yeah.
I better wear my trainers and do them soft bounces. You know when you have to like softly.
You wear your trainers?
Yeah, because otherwise my feet slip on the carpet.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, so do my trainers too. Can't win.
It's really hard.
It is.
Shout out to all the girls with abs. I see you doing your thing. Shout out everyone doing
Kira London shit.
Yeah, I see you lot shining, doing your thing, doing your job and due diligence.
I'm
you
so jealous.
All
man.
The accolades you because do. You are a warrior.
Putting in that work. But the thing is, if we actually start banging it out now, come March,
be mad.
It's mad. And next year is our year. Like, next year is our year.
Yeah.
We can't go into it with the belly rolls, the back rolls, both of us, the arms are swinging.
Sorry, I just completely forgot.
They were wearing makeup.
Just squished my whole face.
I thought you said we're coming in butters today.
I am butters.
Why wear makeup?
You know what? Because, yeah. I had my headscarf on for like 2 days. I took my headscarf off and I was like, my head is kind of crazy. My face kind of look crazy too. It's like, pick one.
Pick one. I'm done. But, yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Any more fashion news? Not really.
No,
not really. It's a bit dead. I'm looking at I Am Fashion. They always come with a tea, but nothing's happening.
I honestly think that,
oh,
like,
do you know what we never spoke about?
What?
Balmain's... Is he the creative director or the owner of Balmain? I don't know. Olivier Rustique, when he... You know, he was involved in a fire. His whole body completely burned.
Wait, sorry, what? I didn't know about that.
Look at that. Did you not read up on that?
No, I didn't see
that. Oh, my God,
and
he's hidden from social media.
Let me see.
It happened a year ago, and he wrote this long
It happened
post.
A year ago?
Yeah, but he's been hiding from social media because of all his scars. He's got, had, like, what's like, the worst burns you can get? Second-degree burns?
Third-degree burns.
Like, his skin fully burned off. I forgot how it happened.
The fireplace in his house exploded.
Yeah. How crazy is that? So she's just reading everyone, but I will talk you through it.
No, that is so sad.
So sad, isn't it? Well, these fires really dangerous. That is one of my fears. Dying by drowning and dying in a fire.
One of my fears is just like something, like, it's linked to that, but it's just the idea that you can actually die or be severely injured by something that is just an everyday thing.
Yeah. It's like Final Destination. Sorry, I didn't say
that. No. Yeah, no, yeah. Like, if, let's say, for example, I don't know, like, oh, did you watch This Is Us?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Which one?
Anyone that watched This Is Us knows they watch this. Forget it. Anyway,
That's a family of five. There's, like, the adopted black brother.
Yeah. It's the dad died because of the toaster oven, but that's just such an everyday...
It's an everyday thing.
It's like, my oven can kill me.
Yeah. Mate, you can just slip on water, and if you fall funny and bang your head funny on the floor, you can be dead. Or you can jump from a tall building and still live. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Crazy.
Where was I? I was in Soho House the other day, and I was like, God, these floors are a bit wet. There's no wet sign. Should I just slip?
You're an idiot.
But I always look for things like that. But yeah, it's mad. Like, everyday things could just kill you. Like, I always get scared slipping in the bath, bashing my head open. My mom's going to find me there, blood in the bath.
Wait,
like,
one time I slipped in the bath, and it's so scary.
It's so scary.
I screamed, it's scary.
Because then if you try to pull your curtain, and then that falls, like, and you've got a glass thing. Like, God forbid you tried to hold onto that. That falls, smashes, now you're falling on the glass. Then what?
Thanks for killing me in your mind. What the fuck? Bridge said, no one's going to help you if you slip in the bath. You're fucking dead. Okay. Imagination.
But it's scary. My grandma, bless her, she slipped in my bath once. Oh, and when she was on her own, I was at school, parents were at work. And when I come home, I was like, have you been crying? And she's like, no. I was like, yeah, you have. Like, I can see it. And she was like, don't tell your mum. She's like, I slipped getting out of the bath. And I was like, are you okay? And she was like, I'm just really shaken up. Like, what if something happened to me? Like, she was like, I found it really hard to get back up. And I was like, that is so dangerous. And then we were like, you're not allowed to have a shower about us.
I'm not laughing, so it's not funny. It's not funny. That's not funny. It's just the way you told the story. It's not funny, it's really sad.
Anyway, she went allowed to have a shower while I was in there. But it's so dangerous falling in the bath.
No, yeah.
Anything could happen.
What else is scary at home? I have this really irrational fear of, like, tripping, like, that up, like, stairs.
Oh, yeah.
I hate too many stairs because it's like, I could trip. I've tripped upstairs before.
I hate tripping upstairs because, like, you fucking idiot.
Mate, I tripped upstairs at the top one and I fell. Like, I had my lunch in my hand. I fell. It's really scary. It's really scary.
Do you know what's, you know, when you're walking downstairs and, like, you're looking at something, then you've come to the end and you don't know, and then you.
Oh, you try to go more down?
It's like, get off your phone. Focus on stairs.
Oh, you know what I hate? It happens to me all my bloody weak ankles. You know, when you're walking and you just roll.
I roll my ankles so much.
Mate, I always do it. And it's like, I'm always on the main road. I have to be like, whoa.
Yeah. And I make the sound. I go, whoa. And I'm like, that was so embarrassing.
Because it's always so embarrassing. And there's always bloody cars at the traffic light literally. As well. And you've got to be like,
and it's like, I'll trip in these. And it's like, I'm in normal trainers. Like, just walk. Like, what is wrong? Maybe it's a genetic thing because I roll my ankle all the time. And I'm like, do I just walk funny then? Like, what is, just walk.
Just walk straight, you idiot.
So bad.
Oh, God. What a life.
I haven't fallen over in so long, though. God forbid, I'll say that next minute I'll fall. Yeah. I haven't, like tripped and fell. Where was I? And I saw some woman dropped on her knees. I thought, yeah, them knees are bust, boy. No, it was so peak. She went boom, boom, yeah. Fell on her knees. And it was years ago, but I'll never forget the fall. She was a bit of a top heavy woman. So I thought, all that weight, I heard the way her knees hit the concrete.
Ow!
I said,
was it an ambulance thing?
Not even. Like, she did get up, but I just thought, fucked. Right.
When I used to live in Crickwood on the high street, I tripped like on the road. I fell.
Oh my God, what do you
mean? I think I grazed my chin.
Oh my God. Oh my God, like you fell.
Bro, on my face. I did. I'll never forget it. I went to get my hair done. You know what? It's so sad. Like, my hair was fucking fleeky. I went to get my hair done and I was moving out, I think, the next day. Why did I get my hair done and I'm moving out? That don't make sense. Wait, what's going on here? Anyway, I think I was moving out the next day or, like, the day after. So I need to get boxes. So I went across the road to these shops, like, these, like, bric-a-brac shops. And I was like, hey, like, do you have any boxes done? And the guy was like, oh, okay, come back tomorrow. I was like, cool. So I was crossing back the road to go to the other side. And I think I just miscalculated, like, the curb. Like, to come back, it was like a bus lane. And then I just, like, tripped on the curb and, like, fell, like, on my fucking face. I never got up so quickly in my life. I was like, oh, my God. Just, like... But no one helped. I can't tell whether no one helped me or I just got up so quickly that I didn't have time. And then when I went home, I'd processed it. And I just tweeted, like, wow, I just fell on my face. Lol. That's so scary.
I laugh because it's like, I can't even picture you
me falling on my face.
It's like, why are you? That is so childish. Like, grow up.
My future husband saw me fall over on my fucking face.
Oh my God.
That is so embarrassing. And this was because my hair was laid. Like, I looked really nice. And I fell on my chin.
That's so, it's not funny, but it's fucking hilarious.
No, it's funny because I'm like, okay. And it's like, that was so random. Wow.
Oh my God.
And the high street is so busy as well.
Yeah, no, literally.
Like, everyone saw me fall. So embarrassing. Thank God I moved.
I would help someone though if I saw them fall. You know, like after my, why are you laughing?
Because I'm the type to laugh. Be like.
No, I do laugh if it's like funny. Like, I'll laugh, but then I'm like, I'm a life, that was you. Like, I always try to, you know. Like, after my dad's, you know, there was like a bit of a fight. So a woman was on the floor. Like, I didn't even think twice. I just went and lifted, but she's mad heavy. And I just let the man do it. So I was like, I can't
even
lift you up.
From the party?
Yeah.
What was that? I have a vague memory of that.
Did you see me try and lift up this woman?
Why was she on the floor?
I don't know. But I was like, get off the fucking floor, bro. She was bare like this, like chilled. Like, get up. Everyone's leaving a party. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Oh, I love after party.
Oh, I did
drama.
Fall in the club though, actually, a few months ago. But I was dancing down low, and then one of my heels just gave way, and I kind of like bop sat on my bum quickly. And Hannah was like, "Get up now!" And I was like, "I'm up." So like, I kind of played it cool, ish.
No, that's the worst. Like
falling in the club
when you're not even falling in the club. It's when you're drunk. Whatever you do, don't wind down low.
Fendi fact.
Do you know, halfway, pick it back up. To do the down to the floor, you got to be relatively sober. You got to be on your first or second drink.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be nights ending and you're trying to go down low. You're going to fall.
I've walked to a bar on my own at uni at the club, and I've literally, my foot's just gone, and I've like, you know, like the cartoon when you go, wee-oo! That is literally what happened to me. The foot just went, and I just fell straight on my bum, and I just had to sit there and laugh. Because it's like, you know what? That's an L, mate. Just fucking, no point rushing to get up. Just laugh.
Mate, uni days, I feel like I used to fall over all the time. I think I actually just created this idea that I have weak knees because I used to fall over all the time. So I was like, I need a storyline because this is embarrassing. I remember I went to, we went to another uni. There was an event there. So cool, like pretty cool, pretty swag, like new girl in town. Hey ho, like talking to the guys. And there were supposed to be coaches. My bloody friend, to be honest, they're not my friends anymore, but the girls I was with, they left me. Like, I think they went on the coach. I was like, well, everybody's gone. I'm not on the coach. So there were like a few guys left, a few people left. There was no more coaches. So I think one of them ordered a cab. Cool. And then wherever the cab was, we had to like run. I don't know why.
Why do we have to run?
I don't actually know why we were running. But I will never forget this. I was so drunk, but I will never forget this part. We were running. Oh, pretty, hurry up, man. Come on, man. I'm running in my heels. Running. All I see, my vision just changed. Lower. Boop. I fell to the floor.
On your knees?
On everything. Probably grazed my hands. I think I did actually graze my knees. How do I show up to the rave with grazed knees? That is butters.
Oh shit, you're on the route to the...
We haven't made it.
Oh fuck, I thought this was post. Oh. That is, I'm going home.
Well, I wasn't.
Well, yeah.
I was drunk.
That is so funny.
I was out my mind drunk. But I will never forget that part.
That is so
lower,
true.
Lower. You know, when the vision is like, I'm going down. I fell. And some of the guys were like, you literally fell in slow motion.
That's so funny.
Like, how? Who
falling in slow
motion
is the funniest thing because it's like, just stop yourself. Like, it's literally happening.
You've had many opportunities to stop yourself.
But it's like, you just like, you do its thing.
Oh, God.
Fucking hell.
It's wild.
It's mental.
It's mentally. All right. Anything else to add?
Not really. Sorry.
She's not well, bless her. We'll let her off.
Thanks.
We'll let her off. Because you let me off when I'm ill.
Yeah, I do, don't I?
You do. All righty. We have come to that time of the episode where we give you guys item of the week.
Yeah.
So, item of the week is that fabulous time where we give you guys a fashion item we've been looking at, something that's been on our wish list, we've got our eye on, just so you can get a bit of inspiration, check out some new brands, check out some new and maybe old items. And also, if you are so kind and so generous, you can actually buy them for us.
Hey, would you look at that?
All right. Should I start?
I've got mine.
You got yours.
I can start as well.
All right, you go.
So, my item is a shoe. And obviously, we're at that time of the year where call it a call, your feet them a call. And I don't know, I'm a fan of UGG. I don't care what people have to say about UGG boots. I will never go a winter without UGG boots. I haven't gone a winter without UGG boots since I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
I don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
Yeah.
But I don't mind upgrading the UGG boot. So my wish list is the UGG X Telfer.
Love to see it.
UGG collaboration. The UGG X Telfeezy collaboration. And do I want it in the chestnut? Yes. Why? Because that's a classic colour, motherfucker. Sorry, I don't know why I'm doing that.
What is going on?
Yeah, so they're £190, which is actually just like the normal, like,
yeah,
cheaper than what UGG actually is.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Pretty cool, pretty swag. And it's just very normal. Like, it's the same, but basically it's got the Telfeezy like logo on the sides and it kind of looks like a handbag. Oh my God, it looks like a handbag.
Oh my God, it does look like a handbag. That's so interesting.
So interesting.
Imagine carrying it as a handbag.
Yeah, that's what just came into
my head.
That's
pretty cool, pretty swag.
That's 2-in-1. Mate, it's a fucking 2-in-1. Anyways, yeah, and it's just like really cool. And they have it in other colours. They have it in like baby pink, baby blue, baby ray. Yeah, but do you know what? I really am loving the UGG Telfer collaboration. You can get it off Selfridges, by the way, everybody. They got like bags. I'm digging the bags as well. Yeah, they are. Oh, the baby pink ones are kind of cute too. Anyways, go check it out. That is my item of the week.
Love it. Right. My item of the week is from an independent brand.
Woohoo.
I'm going to call it this and then I'm going to spell it. So I think it's pronounced Senses Official, but the S is a five.
Okay. Fences, five senses. Senses, yeah.
Yeah. So I quite like it because it makes me think of like five senses because we have five senses, right? So it's like the eyes, the ears,
the nose, the mouth.
All of that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty spec.
Weird.
So this is from their SS21 collection. It's called the Azul Haven short dress. It is just stunning. It's the material is it's a print and it's almost looks a bit like a beach landscape. So you've got like sky, you've got a bit of ocean,
yeah,
all of that stuff. Like just very like, what's the word? Dreamy. That's it. And it's got sleeves, it's got cutouts on the sides, and then it's pretty much like backless with just a little strap. So here, I'll pass my phone so you can have a look.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty cool. £75. And if you're actually interested in the brand, I think they're doing like 15% off right now. So yeah.
I like it.
And they have some really cool dresses as well. They're just not my, maybe for my body because they're very like deep plunge. And I don't personally think I have the breast assist for deep plunge.
Yeah, you're not really a deep plunge.
I'm not
girl.
A deep plunge. No, it scares me.
Yeah. I like this. Interesting. Cool.
Cool.
You said something about body shape, and I just wanted to like tease the next episode.
Yeah.
Guys, next episode, we're talking about body shapes. That's a teaser. No, we'll be touching on items of clothing you should wear for your body shape and how to dress for your body shape.
Yeah.
Instead of dressing like other people. And just dressing for what looks right on you.
What looks right on you. Yep.
Just a little bit of young advice from your homegirls.
Your homies.
Yeah, like get into it. Yeah. Have a great weekend. Patreon out on Mondays. 7:30. Sign up, be there or be square.
Be square.
We will be talking about what happened this Sunday.
Oh,
the
scary
people we saw at the event. Some exes were there. Some exes were there.
No, some new things exes were there.
Some new things exes were there. How did we react? Did we talk? Did we go up to them? What did we do? Find out on Patreon out on Monday.
Bye.